everyone. Welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. We are going in the way back machine, a little, well, way kind of back.
Not
We're on
that far
G.
back.
Okay, it's kind of back. G.I. Joe number 10. We are getting right into the cat fight issue. This is, I'm sure, a lot of fan fiction coming to life in a comic book form right now.
Yeah,
So,
this is gonna spawn some slash here.
oh yeah, this is probably emulating a lot of Slash. But I'm here, in case you didn't hear, joined with Boo of the OxalotUnderground.com.
Oxalotl Underground.
What's the model of your axolotl?
Right.
So yeah, and that was a callback to a podcast I listened to. If you know what it is, let us know in the comments. But this is this co cover kind of confuses me. The cover, the cover A.
I'm gonna say, I'm sure this gave lots of guys confusing thoughts.
It's like when they saw Circuit Breaker the first time as a kid. Like,
Right.
oh, I just had an awakening.
What was it, Jay, who said Circuit Breaker?
yeah, I
The
mean, come
costume
on.
that sent a
Dropping the trench coat.
thousand, yeah, a thousand men into puberty.
What was that? That was the sound of thousands of teenagers finally hitting puberty as they read. Okay, anyways, that was a whole. Check out the Circuit Breaker issue. Anyways, G.I. Joe number 10.
Well, the cover, you're talking about the
The
cover, gave
cover.
you confusing thoughts.
Well, I'm confused because Baroness has on her her Joe uniform with a big, star on it.
Yeah.
Obviously not wearing that in the pit here.
Sometimes the covers are made before the comic's even written.
You're not wrong.
And when you churn out covers like Skybound does, you don't have time for
Dude, you're
accuracy.
not wrong. They are killing it with the cover business here. And
Well,
also,
like on the last issue, it shows the five covers, and I Google a little more. I think there's like eight covers technically, because there's these exclusive covers and stuff. And
but I mean, honestly, the at least we know this is a legitimate cover because it has Cover Girl on it.
right,
Anyways,
your camera is still like doing its
I
own
know
thing.
it's gonna do its thing. It's gonna move around, and it's like kind of keep me in frame here.
It's like when they would try to show widescreen format movies on TVs, like in the old days, and they would do like the pan and scan. It's kind of what you
Yeah,
got
it
going
kind
on
of
over
is the
there.
panda scan on the
Yeah.
camera. It's like,
We can see more of your toys now, though. It
this
like
is
backed
true.
up, and and that's the real focus,
Yeah,
You're just in the way, man.
sorry, they cover the brightness here on the reflection. So we start off with Major Blood. He's like, I'm so excited about this part, this issue. Yes, now finish. Because last we left off, CoverGirl stabbed Baroness in the back. So yes, now finish it. Take her eye.
I like the way they actually have Major Blood in the second panel on the first page, where he's standing, he's actually coming out of the panel,
And
like
that's
over his
really
own
nice.
chest. Yeah, it's a really cool framing effect, and the highlights on his chest kind of frame his silhouette in the next frame, in the next panel. So
They do, and I like this about Skybound's been really good about this. And we saw a bit of this with the early Marvel Transformers books, where they have things inside the borders and the edges.
yeah.
Like God, I think it might have been it was the issue with where I can't think of what the issue was with the trucker guy.
You talking about Bomber Bill?
Bomber Bill! Bomber Bill! I
Bomber
can't believe I forgot
Bill.
Bomber Bill. There's that one in
Not
between
the guy from
fantasy.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yes, there's an in between scene where the Autobots are all driving. You see like a line of them silhouetted off the side of
Right.
the panel. I like that kind of stuff, and they kind of go outside the panels. It's not if it was happening all the time, that'd be one thing. But every so often, you get a little zinger in there.
It breaks up the monotony of the rectangles.
It does. It does. It makes it come off the page a bit better.
And honestly, that's the way they frame the panels in comics has I've always thought is that's one of the bigger, more artistic things. So there's not a formula for it. There's no guide you can go by, like, oh, how many panels should I use for these pages? What should I do for this? It's all like it's completely up to the artist.
Yeah,
Yeah. Unless
it's
you have
nice.
like one of those writers, some writers do write out like panel one, panel two, panel three when they're doing their scripts. Like some of them have like a lot of control over it. But most of the time, it's like completely up to the artist to how that's depicted and thrown together. And the trick is to get the panels right within your page count.
Yeah.
So there's like an internal math and pacing you have to do for comics. That part has always impressed me about comic art.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
by the way, speaking of all that, things are impressive. And that top panel on the page two, Major Blood has Bruce Campbell chin. That top panel. That
Oh
dude
yeah.
has the biggest chin. It doesn't stay, but mind you, it is like has a divot in the middle and everything. He's like, he's huge. He looks menacing.
Oh yeah. I think it's the angle.
It's exactly what that is the angle, but
Yeah.
it'll just like you see the curves around the side of it.
Oh yeah, and he's got that massive grin on his
Oh, he
face, so.
does. And they do a lot of expression with his face in this page also. CoverGirl is basically like, you get down here, blood and do it yourself, like taking her eye. And
Yeah.
he gets big mad. He basically like he doesn't like being told what to do in his own safe house, pit of doom thing here. He's like,
Yeah.
you're gonna take her eye out. I'm the one in charge here. And
He's
you
having
cover
some 50 Shades of Grey issues here.
Yeah, the girl's like, make me. And he says, did you forget who ru the rules of my game? Because next panel we see Raptor. He's stalking. I don't know what that was, but he's stalking the Baroness's parents still. And,
Over the Arc de Triomphe.
yes, which
He's got a real bird's eye view there.
oh it didn't. I do love it though. That's the biggest roundabout ever, not an Asian country. They all seem to drive really well in this one too. And if you don't fight, I will send the order for him to kill them. And Baron is like, I don't care. But she does. And he's loving this. He gets down low, he crouches down. Oh, but I think you do. Imagine this. Raptor. Okay. What's going on with that?
Whoa.
Anyways. Guts your mother, then slices your father, opening your father's throat. And as they choke on their own blood, they'll know it's because of you, their failed daughter, the criminal, the terrorist. They will die, never knowing how you tried to redeem yourself and that you tried to work on the side of the angels. But worse than that, you'll never get to say goodbye. I like blood. This is
Well,
great.
that, and it's kind of funny to think of the Baron as having like that much of a sentimental side.
Yeah. The Marvel Comics aside, the TV show actually showed her having that sort of side. She loved Destro. They
Yeah,
were
saying just Destro.
well, and Steeler during Worlds Without End.
Oh
The
yeah, the alternate universe one. Yeah.
yeah, so she has a capacity for love, and she has a capacity for to have a soft spot, a weakness for people. But it takes a lot to get through to her, and
She's
yeah.
not a complete sociopath.
No, she's not. She has a lot of tendencies, and she really seems to like she's trying to make it right by her past life and make it kind of come out on the side, as you said, of the angels.
Well, I think the portrayal we're getting here is she was more of like a spoiled brat.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
She
Kind of shades of like Patty Hearst.
born yeah, well, yeah, she was yeah, definitely born into money,
Yeah.
like
Well,
old
and the
Patty
whole
Hearst.
like getting wrapped up into the terrorist thing
I feel like she was a lot more
with the
into it than Patty
Sibianese,
Hearst.
that was called
Was that?
Sibianese, the Sibianese movement. That
I
was
did not.
the group that Patty Hearst got like wrapped
Oh
up in.
yeah. Sure. That I didn't know that was the name of them. Okay, I
Yeah, I
was
think
thinking
that
something
I'm
else
sure
when
I
you said
butchered
that.
the name, so.
The so yeah, she immediately jumps at CoverGirl and like she's like fight me because she knows that Blood has he's holding all the cards now. They've got to find a way out of this.
Yep.
So catfight ensues again. But back at the pit.
The
And
pit,
by the
every time I see the pit on these pylons, I think it looks more like an oil rig.
Okay, I was actually about to say that. Do you
Oh,
know
okay.
there's a Cobra or the G.I. Joe oil rig? I think the G.I. Joe. There was like a there was a like a water oil rig base thing. It looks just like that, except without missiles on it. But it looks
Okay.
just like that. There I cannot think of the name of the base, but it was something that you could buy as a playset. I want to
I
say it
vaguely
was
remember something about that. Yeah,
I think it
tell
was
us what it is in
Cobra.
the comments because I'm lost on that
Yeah,
one.
please, people that know G.I. Joe, tell us in the comments. I think it was Cobra because the color aesthetic of it was like that kind of like off-white and like blues and grays and red. So I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure it was Cobra, but who knows? I mean, the Decepticons would attack stuff like that all the time. So who knows?
Right. And growing up on the Gulf Coast, you and I have seen plenty of these out on the horizon.
No, well, I grew up in North Florida. They didn't allow oil rigs off of our coast,
Oh, you
unlike
got pretty
you.
beaches, unlike the Galveston beaches that are a nice, like, poop brown.
Yeah, ours were stark white. Then they
Yeah.
squeak because they're quartz. It was kind of neat, actually. It was a rundown of the Appalachians. It would bring quartz down through the rivers, and it would deposit out into the Gulf there. So that's why when you go to the Caribbean, also you have like a lot of limestone there. So it shows the water really pretty and blue and green. Down in where I grew up, water was they called the Emerald Coast because it was very green because the sand, the sediment was like stark white.
Yeah,
So
we're on the
yeah,
wrong side of the Mississippi for that. We're here in
you are. It's
Houston,
ugly
so
there.
yeah, it's all brown. One time, one of the hurricanes, might have been Harvey or one of them, like
Harvey.
one of them messed up the flow, and we actually had like blue water in the beaches for like a week.
Oh man, really?
Yeah.
I figure, you don't worry about like oil spills where you are because the sand's gonna look the same.
Yeah, well, that's actually the sediment though. The oil
Oh
floats
yeah.
on top, and you have these big globs, and that's not pretty. But
No, actually, and then when we had the Deepwater Horizon ruptured, we'd have like tar balls and globs on the beach for a while.
I saw that. I actually I took a bus to Orlando for BotCon that year,
Oh,
and
nice.
yeah, you could see it where I-10 would go near the coast. It was like all I mean, all the way down the coast, you could see
It
the
was
effects of
nasty.
that leak.
Yeah, you trust me, I was in the business I was in at the time, you could really tell people were not coming to the Gulf Coast anymore because I made a lot of money off tourist dollars back then.
Yeah.
So,
Well,
I
and
think
I still won't eat the shellfish from the Gulf because of that.
yeah, I can get that. I mean, honestly, I
I'm
think a
sure there's
lot of
lots of
this
other reasons not to also.
I think a lot of the a lot of the shrimp have worked through a lot of that sediment. It's been long enough there. It should have been generational, kind of gone
Yeah.
the way.
But
So
that's just my personal opinion. That's not like anything specific about, the Gulf Coast shellfish, so don't sue us.
Dude, I grew up. We would go to Joe Patty's seafood market, which is pretty much weirdly world renowned. We go there and meet the shrimp boats at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., and buy shrimp right off the boats for like dirt cheap. And it's not that cheap anymore because spoiler alert, everyone else found out about it. So I ate a lot of shrimp growing up, and I got to the point now where I'm like, I see shrimp on a thing, people are like, "Oh, shrimp!" I'm like, "Yeah, whatever, man."
Well, you know where they don't have problems with shrimp?
Here.
The pit, because they're in the desert.
Thank you for bringing it back.
I don't know if it rains, do they get like the brine ship, like the sea monkeys? Do those pop up?
Their crowns.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to go with another tangent. So let's move on past the sea monkey
Yes.
talk.
Let's not get caught on sea monkeys now. All
So,
our listeners are like, shut up and talk about G.I. Joe.
but I named my sea monkeys. Now the Clutch is down there with Hound in the pit, like looking for Energon because his last issue he was having some hunger pains for Energon. It shows him all the weaponry that he took from Cobra, but they're all depleted at this point. So he kind of gives a saying or saying they're all out of gas, and Hound's like gas. He's like yeah, Energon. So right there we're told Energon is essentially the gas for Transformers. So.
Right, and Hound finds out that gas is the energon for humans, or at
Yeah.
least human machinery.
So Energon's the lifeblood of Autobots, dangerous, powerful wars fought over. We need to survive. I need it. Blah blah blah. We know this. If you're watching this show, this podcast, go back and watch the 2 years of podcasts we've done about the Transformers show and the comics. I'm telling you
Oh,
right now,
yeah.
go back and watch.
Well, and you
Listen.
see a lot of this in the Marvel comics where there's a lot of learning about the differences between the fuels and the incompatibility of
Oh yeah, there
the
was a
suits.
big thing where like old Sparky poisoned the Decepticons
Right. And
Energon.
there's stuff coming up, and I know we haven't got there yet in the UK, but where one certain Decepticon is so hungry he tries like eating coal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which in a way, it kind of should still work because the coal produces energy, but not cleanly. Anyways, this whole thing.
Yeah. And he didn't even try to convert it. He just like went straight for it. You'll see it. We'll be there soon.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
So yeah, enough. You talk about like there should be enough energy on the world, enough that Cobra has some.
Yeah, because he doesn't know how much made it here.
Yeah, and there's the Joes brought back some of the weapons from Mars as Clutch starts to explain. Then they had Energon. They were trying to learn about it. They were studying it, but because of all the stuff, essentially all these weapons stuff are out of Energon because they've been studying it.
I'm catching hints that we're eventually going to have an arc on like where did all the Energon come from?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah,
I really hope so.
because we've been getting little hints, little Chekhov's guns here and there that, yeah.
I mean, I kind of feel that I kind of have a funny feeling that the Earth has been seeded a bit and is converting some of the natural resources into energon. That's what my personal belief is here.
Right.
And who knows how that could turn out? Because we,
In the lore, there's been several explanations for it. It's Shockwave, it's the Vok, it's Unicron. There's all kinds of options.
and we haven't
So,
seen Unicron brought up yet. And there's a big old glaring possibility that what's going on with Earth. All the stuff converging on Earth. So who knows
yeah,
that
and
that'll
it's just
happen.
curious to see what angle they play this on.
Yeah. And we may be way off on all of it too.
They could do something different, which they've done in Skybound. They've like left fielded us.
Yeah, and so Hal turns into a Jeep and Clutch jumps in there and he's like, they're basically like, where do you think we're gonna find some of this energy on Clutch? And like back to the scene of the crime. And they go. And afterwards, can you show me more of this world? Hound is actually going back to his original, like his
His tech
kind
specs,
of tech spec, his whimsy. He really likes Earth. He wants to explore it. He thinks it's pretty. So I want to kind of see more of that. Sorry if you hear hissing in the background, a cat hissing. It's not me.
I thought it was air leaking.
Yeah, that it'd be that too, but not in the moment. Gas act. So yeah, he takes off and someone's watching him in the shadows. Kicks off a kicks in of a motorcycle and takes off.
I'm pretty sure that's a risky assessment there.
Yeah,
Whatever
it is.
that identity is.
Very risky. But boy, we are back with Destro having dinner with who is it? Our favorite girl who loved Powerglide.
Oh yeah, Astoria with
Astoria, yeah.
Charlton. Yeah.
I
Chameleon.
yeah. Camille, that's right, Chameleon is her name. And this is so Gilded Age. It looks very Victorian. Candles and I don't know. And Destro has his big chain still. I love that so much. He has a chain with his jewel in the front.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm just thinking of that scene in the 89 Batman movie where they're sitting at the table and Bruce Wayne can't hear, like, what? The table's so long. Yeah. Because it's like in an unnecessarily long table next to
They've
a
got.
massive fireplace. You know he's throwing
Yep.
bodies in there.
Oh, God, yes. I hope so. That probably this the dweller in the depth kind of monster thing lives down there.
And for some reason, just the I guess the contrast, the stark lighting from just from the fire. And it's a huge fire. And I guess it's a Scottish castle.
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm just thinking that thing, it just makes me feel cold looking at it. Like that looks chilly. Just if you got a fire that big.
Well, Skyland apparently is very cold and wet.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I could see that. It seems very impersonal too. The whole thing seems very impersonal. Like they are.
I mean, I totally want it too. I love the
Oh God, yes,
Yeah.
dude. You know how many shelves I could put up in that room if all my transforms up?
Right. I've been told I probably need a castle for all my junk.
Very true. I mean the huge chairs, the big like gilded chairs and stuff.
These are
It
like
looks.
homemade looking candles. Like these aren't store-bought candles. They're
No,
conical and all that. They
they're tallow.
yeah, he's got peasants somewhere like dipping strings in
He
the tallow
does,
for that.
and I kind of love it. Destro here has a lot of like Doctor Doom kind of energy,
Absolutely. Yeah.
and I love that.
I was just about to make like a Doombots joke about dipping the towel. Like he's got a bunch of bats doing it. Mark one bats. They just dip strings in the tallow with
Yeah,
wicks. So
so he's kind of complaining about the commander is he's researching these robots. Well, no, sorry, Mercer. He's on a secret mission concerning the robots that Duke and the commander have encountered.
yeah, because Astoria points out that, he should send Mercer to check out what Cobra Commander's doing, because Destro says, Commander keeps sending troops out and they disappear and never are seen again. So
Yeah.
he says, yeah, Mercer can't really do that because he's busy on another side quest.
Yeah, that's right. And so he had a kind of like he returned to Mars to see what the Joes took from the wreckage. So he sends Mercer there,
Yeah.
which will come back into play again here
Yeah, we
soon.
can see Destro's bedroom. Like, it goes straight from the dining room to the bedroom.
Hey, he's got Anastasia. No, not Anastasia. Oh my God. Sorry, I'm
His
blending
other
names.
girl.
Yeah, his other girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of like they're having dinner. They go to bed, and he's got this whole like He's got, I would expect him almost to have like a ruffled shirt, the way he's showing this. You know
Oh
what I mean?
yeah.
This poncy, but the chain kills me. He's got that thick chain with the jewel on it. It looks like he's got like a Count Dracula chain. It looks so.
It's a really thick chain though, so it's like Flavor Flav and Dr. Doom had a baby with
It
Destro.
does. It totally is. But he never takes that chain off, man. That stays with him.
And she's giving like shoulder massage, looks like, and it's like, you know, if you took that metal mask off every once in a while, your shoulder probably wouldn't be so tense.
I don't know if they brought this up yet about his whole why he never takes a mask off. I cannot remember if they did or not.
I want to say they mentioned it before
They mentioned
in
it
the
briefly,
Destro
but they,
comic.
okay, like they didn't really go into it too much. Like it's the
Yeah.
family curse thing.
Yeah, no, it's just a like been hinted at, but not really
Yeah.
like gone into depth.
Here's hoping they bring that up a bit.
It's hard to go into the same depth in this comic than they have like in Real American Heroes comics because those things are still going and there's hundreds of issues.
Like 332, I think, as I saw
Yeah.
recently.
And yeah, it's immense. Yeah. And Larry Hama is still writing it.
Yeah, he is. And I love that Larry Hama's gone from Marvel to IDW to they really briefly Dynamite, and now they're Skybound.
I think so. I haven't really kept up with it. It's a
Well,
lot.
I haven't either. I mean, the only G.I. Joe comics I really kept up with were when it was a Dr. Biggles Jones made Megatron, G2
Right. I
Megatron.
was gonna say I have the G.I. Joe Transformers Generation 2 issues. Those are the main ones I have.
Yep.
And
Like
when are we
any
gonna get a
good
classified figure for her?
Dr. Biggles Jones.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
mean, I may as
she was
well.
Cobra researcher, and you know. Then I
Yeah.
want a scaled G2 Megatron tank. So
Man, make that a make that has an HasLab
that thing
exclusive.
would be like 3 feet tall. Yeah. Oh, I'd go nuts for that. That thing would probably be the best selling HasLab ever because you'd have all the Joe guys want it,
Yep.
all the Transformers guys want it. Hasbro, make it happen.
And have the tier list. Have the tier stuff be like a Dr. Biggles Jones. Have it be like a Ninja Force assortment. And have a God, what else could you have? There are lots of
You
things you
could
could
have a
have.
hooded Cobra Commander with it. Man, that'd make them mad.
Oh my God.
That'd make everybody
So
mad. You gotta buy Megatron to get the hooded Cobra Commander.
I'm gonna put this out there, Hasbro, because I know you guys listen to us, has a lot of people. I know you listen to the show. Thanks for listening, by the way. That's what we want next.
Pretty please.
Pretty please, with Energon on top.
Right.
So hey, thanks for listening, by the way, guys. Email me later. We'll talk. So anyways, I like how Destro is like, you know, he kind of throws off her suggestions. He says, "I like to get my own hands dirty." And we go to his classic uniform, which is we're talking. I was talking about Aura farming last episode about Raptor and all.
What
Okay.
is that?
Anyways, I gotta find out what's going on with that. Anyways, the aura farming like thing, like he's got that big cowl around his neck and down his chest. He's got the open chest with the chain hanging there, like Flava Flav and
He's got his
Count Dra.
phylactery there.
That's what I'm wondering. It's like this whole like Strahd thing with this big jewel thing. It looks it
Right.
must be a phylactery. He's actually a lich. No one knew.
Or he's got a lich in the bottom of the castle, and that's how he
Which would be awesome.
keeps him in check. Yeah.
That's powers all his Mars stuff. And yeah, there's Cobra troopers like, "Oh, sir, this area is off limits to anyone but the commander." And
Oh
he
yeah, they
just
got the
looks at him.
Vipers here. These aren't like your rank and file guys. They got
Nope.
the upgraded Vipers there. But I love how the lighting changes because his mask and everything goes from silver to gold, and it looks like the profit manager, Destro.
It kind of does.
Yeah. Just the way
It's
the lighting's hitting him.
well, yeah, it's got a like nice Iron Grenadier's look to him with that gold.
Yeah.
So, you know,
And it seems
especially,
like, I don't know, they have like leopard skin or something on that Profit Manager.
I
Did you
think
ever see that
so.
one? That was
I
like the
remember.
craziest Destro they ever did.
Yeah, though I like the it really shows off that shoulder pad too.
Yeah.
I
And
guess I just don't
his
notice as much.
pauldron.
Yeah. And he walks right in there. He sees all these tanks with people inside of him. He's like, "What are you hiding,
Man,
Commander?"
there's snakes in the tanks too.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
You gotta wonder, is this gonna be some Python Patrol stuff?
It looks like they might be headed that way. It's definitely some Cobra Law stuff happening in there.
Yeah. So, you know, have we
And
ever
this is
seen?
tech that Destro's never seen. Like, yeah, this is completely different than what he's used to.
But now, don't I don't want to assume anything, but that looks a lot like either Firefly or Storm Shadow in the one tank here. But it might just be a Cobra, trooper.
I think it's just a Cobra Trooper. He just doesn't have the helmet on.
Yeah, okay, that could be what's going on, because I see the helmet on the one on the left. But he's
Yeah.
experimenting on his troops. And, Cobra Commander, which, man,
And
I'm
these are all
loving.
like wounded troops because they're missing limbs and stuff.
Yeah.
So, man,
I
who knows
gotta
what
say
they're.
again, I love Cobra Commander's outfit, his coat in this. It looks
Yeah.
so like, it looks French Revolutionary style coat.
I was gonna say it looks Napoleonic. Yeah.
Yeah, it varies Napoleonic, yeah. And he immediately asks Destro, "What are you doing here? My lab is off limits even to you, Destro."
He flips out. What are
What are
you
you
doing
doing?
here?
Explain yourself.
How you doing? How you
And
doing?
yeah, he pulls his Energon blasting hand as a man. Perhaps best I show you firsthand.
Oh yeah, he's going full Bond villain here.
He is
Yeah.
loving that so much. And Blood's like to Raptor. Okay, I'm gonna find out what's going on with that. But he's like, "They dead yet?" He's like, "My birds are getting restless. We're kill Oh no, he's that's him talking to Blood. "My
Yeah,
birds are
he's
getting
asking Blood if they're
restless."
dead yet.
That's right. I tell you, a little caught up in this. And Blood's like, "Yeah, no, the girls are still going at it. I'll update you in a few. Stand ready. You hear that, girls? The clock is ticking." But
Blood's totally enjoying this.
oh, this right here speaks to my heart about Major Blood.
Oh, yeah, this is the perfect scene.
Oh, when you tragically stole my eye, I thought my life was over. I was ruined. But then, in the darkness of my grieving, I uncovered something about myself. I'm more than a hired gun. I'm a Renaissance man.
You know, for a second there, I thought he was going to break into I Will Survive.
That was maybe just the way I read that. A poet, if you will. I'm so happy about this. Major Blood and his poetry.
Yeah, his bad poetry.
"And since I have an audience, allow me to read a passage I wrote especially for you." Bang! A sound I usually adore. "Until I could no more. The metal pierced off the back of my eye. Thankfully, my brain didn't go bye-bye. Fired by the woman in black hue, who now hides in red, white, and blue." Covergirl's like, "Come on. She took half my vision and half my precision." Covergirl's like, "No." And the Blood finishes, "Once she knows Blood's pain, she will." And they cut her up. "Blood, would you shut up?"
Shut up. He had like a rhythm going then. It sounded like he was going straight for a limerick there.
He was exactly going. This is some bad Dr. Seuss style poetry, man. Like,
Right.
no bits of Dr. Seuss. This is bad facsimile Dr. Seuss
And I
stuff.
really want to know the last line there. Was he going to rhyme with pain or was he going to go back to rhyme off of precision?
We'll never know.
Right.
Just like you'll never know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
I thought it was three.
No, the world will never know. Not exactly the outcome I was hoping for. I was really going rooting for the blonde. So yeah, Baroness, when she says shut up, cracks Covergirl and puts her down.
Yeah, looks like she snapped her neck.
Yeah, it sounds like it actually a glide crack. But Baroness is really kind of pissed, I was really rooting for the blonde, and she's like, "She had a name, but a deal's a deal, Blood. Let my parents go." Blood is doing a rookie. This is an amateur mistake, okay? Blood, you let things play out to the end. You don't jump down into the pit.
Make
But here he
yourself
is.
vulnerable, yeah.
He thinks he's in control, but he's not in control. Never assume your control with women, because they will outplay you. They're
Well,
smarter than
that, I
you.
mean, and Baroness has messed him up before, so
Yeah.
he's getting a little cocky here.
He is. I've learned through my marriage to my wife, I'm never really in control. I just think I am sometimes. So, he's like, "Yeah,
Sometimes
look,
it do be that way.
yeah. Glad you finally showed your true colors, Baroness. You and I are so alike. And both creatures of chaos. Kill or be killed." And she gets immediately mad. She's like, "I'm nothing like you." He got basically like thinks like, "Hey, look, killing's not hard for people like us. You're a pro." And he goes down and he's kind of gloating over over CoverGirl and leaves himself exposed.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it.
And CoverGirl snaps his ankle, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's a quick snap, and she's like a little surprised. She's got blood coming out of her nose, and her
Yeah.
nose is broken. And
So
he's
it makes you wonder if
screaming.
that was a snap. Was her
Yeah.
nose breaking?
No, I think her nose broke from Baroness smacking it.
Yeah.
And I love it. Baroness is like, blood, never stop to pose.
Oh, you almost broke my ankle.
She probably sprained the heck out of it.
Yeah.
Like, how are you alive? And she's like, you're clearly not the only one for a flair for with a flair for dramatics. They kind of gloat saying, like, look, I didn't pretend much worse than that to lure you into the pit blood. Look, the only way you'd ever come down here is if you thought one of us were dead. And he's like, fine, cheat me for my game. Oh, cool. All right, I'll just have Raptor. Anyways, I'll have him kill your parents, and I really like this. They're CoverGirl and Baroness work together almost like the Crimson Twins.
Oh yeah.
She's like ready. She's like, you ready? You got this? She puts her hands down to give CoverGirl a boost, throws her up, and she
That's
gets
quite
out.
a
She's like,
boost.
yeah, I'll rip his wings off. Blood's like, he won't. She won't make it in time.
Man, that
And
vertical leap CoverGirl's got though. She should have been
dude,
in the
yeah.
NBA or WNBA or something. She could have been in the NBA with
I
that leap. I mean,
don't know. That sometimes a pit looks like it's 10 feet deep. Sometimes it looks like it's 20 feet deep. I don't know. Perspective, maybe.
yeah.
Baroness is like, you want this eye? You can come get it. And that's the dumbest thing Blood could have done. First of all, she's already taken one eye.
Yep.
Second of all, his perception's off already.
And one of his ankles is messed up now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And she's protecting her parents.
Yeah, this
That's
is where Cobra Commander was smarter. At this point, he'd have called for retreat. I need a distraction now. Get me
Oh,
out of here.
he would have dropped like a dozen bats into this pit.
Right. He would have never got down there
No,
anyway.
exactly. Pull, go grab the body for me. In his Napoleonic way.
That's what we have henchmen for.
Exactly. So they we're back at Mars Industries where Clutch and Hound show up, and Clutch is like, hey, stay here, I'll be quick. He jumps the fence, he's getting in there. And he's looking around. I could have sworn I heard these snakes say they had labs in the lower levels. So he's looking around and he hears a click.
Yeah.
And he didn't know to look behind him for the risk involved.
Right. And there it is.
There he is,
Got
risk.
some risky business going on.
Oh, da na 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 na.
Yep.
Oh God, you kids of the 80s, please tell me you know what I'm talking about.
You're in the 80s, you know.
Risk, calls him a traitor. He's like, he clutches up something. You're like, he's in Clutch is like, what are you doing? Like, Cobra, you were undercover. They must have used that brain scanner machine on you. And he's not wrong. You think that Cobra would have like tried to infiltrate and like find out the loyalties of all the troops.
That's a legit concern.
Not to go back to one of my other favorite series is Exo Squad. That's one of those things where you can't let everyone know the plan, because as soon as you let everyone know the plan, those brain scanners are a liability.
Right.
If you know, Exo Squad fans. Clutch is like, I know we don't know each other at Risk, but you got it wrong. And he's like, explain it to Duke. But man, I'm loving this. Timing is perfect. Mercer shows up with a squad of Vipers.
Oh man, that's a lot of Vipers.
It is.
They are selling the troop builders here.
They are. They are, man. Two G.I. Joes walk into some wreckage. Sounds like the start of a bad joke. Instead of finding the punchline, I'll just kill you. And there's a little curse, from Risk.
He did a Kubert curse.
He did it. Yes, he did. And Clutch is like, did you tell anyone you were here? You're following me? And Risk is like, nope. It's like, great. Mercer's like, I can bring you back both back to Cobra. But two might be bait again, but you two might be bait again. So I'm leading you to our G.I. Joe hideouts. Easier just to kill you and be done with it.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to, expose a new hideout. This one is already wrecked.
Exactly. And we see a little off camera action, like, Clutch is like, oh, really? You sure about that? And Risk is like, what the hell? And Mercer's like, oh, come on, boys, don't get too scared. At least put up a fight. And it's about to
And
be a fight.
yeah, towering over them all from behind is Hound over all the Vipers.
It's about to get good. Oh, man. So,
And that
yeah,
is where we are left hanging on
a
that one.
good issue, honestly.
That is.
I'm enjoying this this Clutch and Hound, kind of camaraderie here.
See,
And
and
the
I would love to build that scene at
oh
home,
God.
but look at all the Vipers you'd need for that. It's like,
Yep. So I get saving for those Vipers.
right, that's like at least like 20 Vipers, I'm sure. So,
Yeah,
and it like $27 a piece now. That's a full HasLab right there.
I like the character spotlight of this issue. It's on Lance Steinberg, codename Clutch.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of sad. Clutch is Duke's closest friend on the team, and his specialty is transportation, which comes in handy as he's secretly working with the Autobot Hound. Risk is almost putting that friendship in jeopardy with what he knows here.
Oh yeah.
So I'm kind of curious how that's going to go. And Clutch knows
So
that
yeah,
Duke's at.
he's logistics for the Joes
Oh,
basically.
100%.
Yeah.
But it's kind of the best person for Hound to get involved with, really,
Right.
because he's not like a full-on dyed-in-the-wool Joe. He has some sort of, I don't know, I don't like, he's a Joe, but in the same way he's like he doesn't seem like he's like black and white into the cause.
He's in the motor pool.
Yeah, well, yeah,
Yeah.
obviously.
Yeah. Which I mean, if you're gonna have hidden Autobots in the among the Joes, the guy in the motor pool is the one that's gonna run across them first.
Yep. So there's also a little flashback fun here with the first you know, this won't be the first time in the 1987 G.I. Joe animated movie in this month's Energon Experience. Be sure to pick up Void Rivals number 22. That movie includes the first appearance of Mercer, and he was a member of the new G.I. Joe team, Sergeant Slaughter's Renegades.
Yeah.
When he was introduced, he literally spits on a scorpion at the feet of Lieutenant Falcon. How badass is that? I'm waiting for the changeover from Mercer. Who knows
Yeah.
what'll ever happen? Maybe something's gonna happen where it makes him like question his loyalties.
I'm sure we'll get both versions
Yeah, but I'm really
eventually.
excited they're using Mercer a lot.
The classified version of Mercer actually comes in a two-pack with Sergeant Slaughter. Yeah.
Nice. I kind of okay. Sergeant Slaughter was always one of those characters I never really got into, and I love that we had the episode with Michael Charles Hill, we asked him. It was a Buzz Dixon. It was Buzz Dixon who was talking about how he, Sergeant Slaughter, literally phoned it in.
Oh yeah, this is the Buzz Dixon one where
Yeah, he
he wasn't on
literally.
site. Wow, it zoomed in on you
Yeah, it
when you said
did.
that.
And,
But
the.
yeah, and but they cleaned it up really well because you couldn't really tell the difference in the audio quality.
You could hear it now, like going back, knowing that, going back and listening. It sounds
Yeah.
like he's a step removed from clear quality.
But when you're kind of growling all your words, I guess it kind
Yeah.
of that his rough voice. But
Yeah.
yeah, I'm waiting for Sergeant Slaughter to show up in the comics too, because he was one of my favorites. I always liked that he was like the real G.I. Joe character. I mean, you
He
had
was.
like the one-offs like the fridge and stuff like that, but the only recurring like real person that was a G.I. Joe was Sergeant Slaughter.
I tried to ask my wife, who is 6 years younger than I am, about if she knew about the refrigerator Perry. She had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah.
So,
She doesn't know the Super Bowl shuffle either.
Super Bowl Shuffle. Yeah. Old Jim McMahon. That is fun video to watch. I welcome everyone to look up the Super Bowl Shuffle on YouTube. It is so cringy. It's fantastic.
Oh yeah.
I
It's
love.
80s cheese at its best.
Oh, it is. But I love the creator spotlight. I love when fans come out and give us kind of an outlook on their fantasies. The colorist for this arc of G.I. Joe is Lee Lawridge.
Yeah, is it Lowridge, Luffridge? I'm not sure how
Sure.
that GH is a real transformer in the English language, so
Okay, Lee, if you were stuck on a desert island, which member of G.I. Joe would you want there with you and why? Perfect answer. I think everyone would agree. Like, the way she was drawn in the original, like season one of G.I. Joe, I totally agree. That's easy. Baroness. I win her over eventually, and we can start a family on a desert island, no less.
Yeah, I think she'd be complaining too much about being stuck on the desert island without all
Hey.
her amenities.
True, very
I'm
true.
sure there was like some 80s rom-com about that, an heiress stuck on a out in the wilderness or something.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it. Like the issue that covers for this one though, man, I'm digging the Alan Quawan, the cover C.
Yeah.
It's just cool.
Oh, that one goes with the blood one with the it's the photos on the table.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the
Yeah.
coverall never looked so good. Okay, Cameron, you gotta stop moving around. You're gonna be motion sickness over here by like, but there's also a really cool one like the blast effect behind the characters,
It
like you
looks like
have
the old
the cards,
boxes, the box art,
yeah,
yeah.
with Baroness and CoverGirl. Really cool. They the I guess the artists really love some Baroness and CoverGirl duo stuff.
It's a good team up, and we don't really have Scarlet or Lady J in the mix with Baroness yet, so.
Yeah, Lady J, she's out there like with a night patrol or night
Night
squad.
Force, isn't it?
Night
Is that
Force.
Night Force? Night Patrol?
Yeah,
Oh,
Night
yeah, I think it's
Force.
Night Force. Yeah,
Which.
and Scarlet was last seen with the Arashikage clan,
That's
so.
right, which plays into more of what her
Ninja
stuff was.
Force and all that,
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, God. I think we're going to see Ninja Force a lot earlier in this. That'd be kind of fun.
Well, and we still haven't seen Zartan, so who knows?
Oh,
Maybe
I think
that.
we have.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, like the Zartan outright. I wonder if the first Zartan we'll see is the big orange mohawk Zartan.
Look, if you've listened to the Transformers Energon episodes, you know. If you haven't, you should go back and listen. Because if you know, you know.
Right,
Theories
and they
abound.
actually have a classified figure for that Zartan for Ninja Force. Zartan is coming out soon. They've announced it. So
Nice.
yeah. So get your
Nice.
Mohawk Zartan.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, everyone, thanks so much for checking us out tonight, today, this afternoon, wherever. As the camera pans in on me, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille. Yeah.
Need more eyeliner.
I'll get working on the guy liner.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks so much for checking us out. And thanks very so much for listening to us ramble on for a while about stuff. And special shout out to the Birds of Prey who are circling the booth here. And thanks so much for checking
They're
us out. Check out.
scavengers.
Yes. Check out all the other episodes we referenced. There's a huge catalog for you to go back and listen to. Like obviously before we figured out how to do things right, or I don't know if we even have yet.
Was saying, have we done anything right yet?
Probably not, but any
Accidentally, maybe?
definitely accidentally.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great week. Thanks so much for checking us out, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
Bye.
Yeah. More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.